Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're talking about food today.
Yay.
Well, we're actually talking about culture, but one aspect of culture is food. And having taught English here in Taiwan for many years, I know one of the favorite topics of my beloved students is food, especially if it is local food here in Taiwan. I've taught many a class here where the students aren't motivated. They're just sitting there. I dare you to make me talk, teacher. And I said, okay, why don't you tell me about some local snacks? Then they start talking like crazy.
Yeah, I think that is a popular topic here in Taiwan. I laugh because it seems like every time my friends and I go somewhere, they always have to eat. Eating is a big deal in Taiwan. People love to eat.
It seems like people in Taiwan are always hungry. It's like that's all they want to talk about. All they think about is, where can we get something to eat? Where are we going to have lunch? Where are we going to have dinner? Where are we going to have xiao ye? Where are we going to have breakfast? I'm just hungry all the time.
You know what I thought was really interesting about the culture when I first got here is instead of saying, hi, how are you doing? People will say, have you eaten, you know, cibao mayo? And I thought, why are you asking me about if I've eaten? I thought that was strange. But food and being full and nourished is just a way to say, oh, are you feeling happy? You're feeling content? Are you satisfied? Which is kind of cute.
I suppose the opposite is true. English speakers say, how are you? That might be strange to Taiwanese people. Why would you ask how somebody is? That's rude. You should ask them if they've eaten or not. That's the polite thing to ask.
But when strangers ask me if I've eaten, I do kind of laugh still. I think it's funny.
Would you like to have some rice? Hey, jabangbe. Jababe. Okay, well, we're going to talk about especially some kind of new tradition that you may have heard about. It's from the rural areas of Taiwan, or at least it's popular there. These big roadside feasts, or open-air feasts. And no, we're not talking about Lu Bientang or roadside vendors or night markets. We're actually talking about these huge tents with all sorts of round tables in there and people in there eating to their heart's content.
Cool.
Roadside banquets. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. The roadside banquet is one of Taiwan's most unique traditions. Crowds of people cram into tents lining the sides of busy streets all across the island. They sit around large circular tables piled with local delicacies. The food is prepared on the spot, overseen by a chef who runs the whole affair from top to bottom. Most people think roadside banquets are usually held to celebrate a wedding, but this was not always the case. The tradition originated in rural Taiwan, and outdoor feasts were thrown for almost any occasion, such as birthdays, funerals, and religious celebrations. In the past, the chef was only responsible for the actual cooking. The guest provided the ingredients, the tents, and all the other fixtures and fittings. As time went by, chefs began to take on more and more duties as a party organizer. Now, in addition to the chefs, roadside banquets also require food suppliers, transportation, and furniture rental. This has resulted in the catering industry growing larger and more sophisticated. There is also a deity for the caterers, Iya, named for a famous chef from the spring and autumn period. The festival for Iya takes place every June in Kaohsiung, drawing chefs and caterers from all over Taiwan. Nowhere is this business bigger than in Naiman District, Kaohsiung. It is known as the home of chefs. About one in every five households is involved in the catering industry, with over 150 companies in the town. Banquets in the area often serve dishes such as wild chicken, dried longan, and pickled man jack. If you're lucky enough to be invited to a roadside banquet, don't miss out on the chance to sample a delicious slice of Taiwanese culture.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the title first, Open Air Feast. If you're out in the open air, it means you're not inside. There aren't four walls around you. You can have an open-air event, maybe an open-air concert, an open-air wedding, where people hold the event outside. They might have a kind of a roof above their heads, but there won't be walls that will be surrounding you. So you can feel the air. It's kind of fun to be outside. And a feast, of course, is a special meal that has so much food, you just don't know what to do with it all. Sometimes at Thanksgiving in America, we sit down to a feast. There's so much food, you can't possibly eat it all. And, of course, during Chinese New Year, we have feasts during that time, too.
Now, the roadside banquet is one of Taiwan's most unique traditions. A banquet here, that's similar to a feast, but when I see the word banquet, I tend to think of some kind of celebration going on, a wedding banquet or something like that, where someone's getting married and they invite hundreds of guests, and they, of course, feed them all sorts of fancy dishes. So that would be a banquet, whereas a feast is just a lot of people eating something. But in any case, this is considered a unique tradition in Taiwan. And unique means it's very special, and you're only going to find it here in Taiwan. It's a unique tradition that you'll find only in Taiwan and not in other places. But in any case, here's what happens. Crowds of people cram into tents lining the sides of busy streets all across the island. A crowd, of course, is a large group of people, and they cram into tents. Cram here is a verb that means to pack lots of things into a small space. Lots of times, if you travel abroad and you're trying to bring back souvenirs, you might cram your suitcase full of all sorts of souvenirs. Be careful, if the suitcase is too heavy, you'll have to pay a fee there. But here, people cram into these tents, which lie on the sides of busy streets, and this happens all across the island. You could also say this happens island-wide.
Oh, yeah. Island-wide there would have a hyphen between the words island and wide, because you're using it to describe kind of where it happens. It's an adjective form. Okay, so how do they do this? Well, they sit around large circular tables that are piled with local delicacies. Circular is simply another word you can use instead of round. It's a word that means round, that's all. So,
like a circle.
You could also say they sit around large round tables piled with local delicacies. So here's another word you need to put into your vocabulary so that when you see it, you'll recognize it. Delicacy is a type of food that people like to eat because it's special or it's rare or maybe even expensive.
Sure, and of course you're going to see circular tables here in Taiwan. You're certainly not going to see square tables unless people are sitting down for a game of Mahjong.
But here, yeah.
If you're sitting down to eat, that table has to be round if you're having people over for a special occasion, and the food is prepared on the spot. If something's on the spot, it's prepared right there. It's not cooked elsewhere. It's right there, maybe behind the tent there. They have some stoves set up back there, and that food is cooked fresh, right there on the spot, on location.
On location is another way to say it. I used to study journalism, and we'd often talk about going to a scene or a location where the news was happening, and we'd report on the spot. So it just means you're actually right there where the action is. Overseeing is the past tense form of oversee. If you oversee something, it's kind of like you're a manager. You're watching things. You're directing a group of people so that they do the job right. You're also supervising, so you could use that as well. Supervise, oversee, manage. All of these activities are done by a chef. A chef is the leader of all the cooks. So you can have lots of cooks in the kitchen, but there's only one chef who's in charge.
Right. Oversee is the verb, oversaw is the past tense, and overseen is the past participle. So this is in the passive voice here. It is overseen by a chef, and that chef runs the whole affair. That chef is in charge from top to bottom. Basically, that phrase means everything is included. The chef will check out the food, the dishes, all the silverware, all the preparations, the delivery. He's in charge of the whole thing.
During Chinese New Year, we could say we clean our houses from top to bottom in a very thorough way. You make sure everything's done.
Now, most people think roadside banquets are usually held to celebrate a wedding. If you celebrate something, of course, you get together and be happy with people because something wonderful has happened. You can celebrate a wedding, yes. You can celebrate a birthday as well, or an anniversary. These are all occasions in which something could be celebrated, but this was not always the case. So if you see a roadside banquet, well, at least when I see them, I always think, okay, somebody's getting married or something.
Oh,
there's a wedding
okay.
banquet there. Usually that is the case, but here it's saying, well, it wasn't always the case. Sometimes they're just having dinner there just to have fun.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, I like that about Taiwan. Well, the tradition originated in rural Taiwan, so this is where it started. If something originates, that means it started to be produced or it started to exist. Somebody created it, and it started in rural Taiwan. Rural just means in the countryside, away from large cities. We definitely don't live in rural Taiwan if you live in Taipei City.
No.
But if you lived out in, say, I would even say Zhonghua or some of the areas that aren't quite as busy, those are considered
Yunlin,
rural.
You know, Tainan, Xian, Tainan. Well,
there
they're no longer in a Tainan, Xian. It's all Tainan City now. But
there's
the rural
Xian.
Part of Tainan there. And Taichung, well, there's no Taichung County either, is
wow.
there? They keep changing these things. But
that's
in
right.
any case, those are all rural areas where you might expect to see these things.
Yeah, the opposite of rural is the word urban, which describes the inner city. U-R-B-A-N, urban, so rural is the opposite of urban.
Sure, urban and rural, and outdoor feasts were thrown for almost any occasion. Here's the feast again, a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
An occasion is just a certain time when something happens, and some examples of these occasions would be birthdays, funerals, that's when you're saying goodbye to someone who has died. Also, religious celebrations, maybe some deity, a local deity is celebrating a birthday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might see these big feasts going on. Okay, everybody, we'll continue talking about these open-air feasts in just a second, but right now, here's our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要谈的呢，叫做 roadside banquet， 也就是我们常常听到的板凳。首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 ，crowds of people cram into tents, blank one the size of busy streets all across the island。来描述呢板凳的情形，你会看到这些帐篷呢是沿着这个路的两边排列成行，所以第一题我们大家可以选 C， lining 就是有排列成行的意思，在这里用来描述搭帐篷要准备板凳了。下一句 ，They sit around large circular tables blank two with local delicacies。桌子上呢堆满着摆满着当地的珍馐美食，所以第二题我们答案可以选 H 选项的 piled。 Be piled with something 指的就是堆满着或者是呢摆满着什么东西，在这里用被动来表示桌上被堆满了这些东西。下一个句子 The food is prepared on the spot overseen by a chef who runs the whole blank three from top to bottom. 所以你会看到呢有一个主厨他在监督整个的活动的行程，食物就是现场所准备的。第三题我们可以选 F 选项的 affair。 affair 这个字呢指的是比较重大的事件跟活动，所以第三题选 F 选项的 affair。 下面一段说，你以为板凳是为了庆祝婚礼而举办的吗？ But this was not always the blank for。 如果你讲到某件事情 something is not always the case，指的就是事情不总是这样子的，所以第四题我们大家可以选 B case。 如果这里提到 This was not always the case， 就是回应的前面一句并不总是这样子，并不是看到路边板凳就是为了庆祝婚礼而举办的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Let's continue with our lesson for today. We're talking again about open-air feasts, a unique Taiwanese tradition. Now, in the past, The chef was only responsible for the actual cooking. That's all the chef had to do, just cook the food. The guests provided all the other things, the ingredients, the tents, and all the other fixtures and fittings. To me, fixtures and fittings are basically the same thing. But if you talk about the ingredients, that would be, you know, the vegetables and the meat and the spices and the rice and the noodles and all that kind of stuff. The tent, of course, is the thing that covers the dinner. They usually have these metal structures set up with some kind of canvas stretched over the top. So if it rains, you can keep on eating.
Yeah, but you're still kind of exposed to the open air because there are no walls. So it still feels like you're outside, but you don't have to get wet if it rains.
The
so
bugs might
nice.
Still get you, though.
Oh, yeah, those mosquitoes. Fixtures and fittings. Our writer here is using this in sort of a different way. Typically, if you talk about fixtures and fittings, they're the parts of a house or an apartment that are sold when you sell your house. Are there the things you just can't take with you? For example, carpeting, lighting, you know, lights in your house. You wouldn't just take those, a stove. Those stay with the house when you sell it. But here, our writer's using it more creatively, and he just means all the things that you need to get this party going that don't include the food. It's sort of the equipment that you need.
Yes, like the lights, for example, or maybe the PA system. Invariably, you're going to have a karaoke singing contest, or someone's going to go up and give a speech. So you need microphones and speakers and stuff like
now,
that.
Now, PA system stands for public address system. It just means a way to amplify or make your voice louder. So you need the microphone, like Tom said, and speakers.
And as time went by, chefs began to take on more and more duties as a party organizer. So here, to take on means to accept something as a duty or a job, and we add something to it to take on more responsibility. For example, if you want a promotion in your company, you're going to have to take on more responsibility or more duties.
Mm-hmm. A similar phrase is to shoulder more responsibility. It's like somebody's putting things on your shoulder that you have to carry around, and you just have a lot more responsibility. Now, in addition to the chefs, we've got roadside banquets that also require other things like food suppliers, transportation, and furniture rental. Ooh, this gets nice and busy for a lot of people. People can make some money off these things. In addition to simply means along with or together with what follows. So in addition to the chefs or along with the chefs, we also have other people who are busy working.
Like food suppliers, a supplier is somebody who supplies something. They have this thing and they bring it to the people who need it. So, again, they'll bring the vegetables and the meat and the rice and the noodles, etc. They will supply the food. We've also got people who supply transportation. Maybe they offer, like, little vans or something to go down to the local train station or bus station to pick people up and bring them to the location. We've also got furniture rental. And, well, not everybody has, like, 20 or 30 big round tables in their living room. This stuff has to be rented, of course, for a special occasion. And there are companies that provide these big tables and all the chairs and all the stoves and everything else you need to have these banquets.
Wow. Rental here is just something that can be rented. If you want to go and take a boat on the lake, you might see some boat rentals. Lately in Taipei City, I know they have bikes that are available for rent, so they're bike rentals, so that's kind of fun. This has resulted in the catering industry growing bigger and bigger or larger and more sophisticated. If something results in something else, it means it happens or is produced because of something else. Because we have all these open-air feasts and they've become more detailed and complex or sophisticated, you could say, now, this catering industry is really growing. If you cater, you provide food and drinks at a party or some sort of event, especially as a job. If your job is doing this, you're called a caterer, which is kind of hard to say. Lots of R's in that. So catering is becoming big business in Taiwan.
Right. So if you want to throw a big party for your friends or your neighbors and you think, I don't have all these tables,
I don't have all this food. I don't know how to cook all this food. You just call a phone number, call a caterer, and they say, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Just tell us what you want to eat, where you're going to have it, how many people you're expecting, and we'll bring all the stuff over for you. So it's getting more sophisticated. Lots and lots of details are being taken care of. Now, you may have heard of Iya. This is a deity for caterers. So there's also a deity, a god for caterers, Iya. And this god was named for a famous chef in the spring and autumn period, which is a period of Chinese history. And a festival for Iya takes place every June in Kaohsiung. So we've got a festival here, a celebration, a holiday, you could say, for Iya. And it takes place. It happens down in Kaohsiung every June. So, my goodness, next month, it seems that Kaohsiung will be the place to be to get some wonderful food.
Yeah, it sounds like it. This festival draws chefs and caterers from all over Taiwan. If an event draws people there, it just means it's attractive to them. They want to go. So they think, oh, let's go see what's going on down there. Nowhere is this business bigger than the Neman district in Kaohsiung. Well, it's very popular there, so they're saying it's the most popular place for these open-air feasts, or this event, at least, for Iya. It's known as the home of chefs. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
To be known as something means that's what people refer to you as. They call you this. So it's kind of a cool nickname, you could say, a home of chefs.
And about one in every five households is involved in the catering industry. The word household here refers not only to the house that people live in, but also the people who live there. So households, you've got a father or a mother who works in the catering industry. So one in five households will be working in this. It's a big industry. To be involved in something or to be involved with something means that you have some sort of relationship with that thing. You could say that about people. Oh, Larry is involved in a relationship with Lisa, the boyfriend and girlfriend. They're going steady.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about some of the foods that are served in these banquets. A wild chicken, which I don't know if I've had that. Dried longan are, I think that's longan, the dragon eyes.
It's kind of a fruit, right?
I love those.
They are very tasty.
I haven't had dried dragon eyes, though. I've only had the fresh. I don't refer to it in English as longan, but that's the English translation. I just say dragon eyes.
I say longan, but of course I learned this term when I was here in Taiwan.
Uh-huh. And pickled manjack. Manjack, I had to look up. I'd never heard of it before, so I thought, well, what is that?
When I first saw that word, I was imagining some kind of rabbit.
Yeah,
it
sounds like an animal's name. It's kind of a flowering plant, and so you're eating the fruit from the plant. In Mandarin, it's po bu zi. But honestly, I don't know if I've had this because no one told me what it was. There are lots of foods I've had in Taiwan. I honestly don't know what they're called.
I may have had this before, but I was not aware of it.
Uh-huh.
I guess people know this more by its Taiwanese name. It's Hua Bo Ji, if I said that right. Some kind of vegetable that's pickled, like sometimes vegetables are pickled, and they're kind of sour tasting.
Yeah, they put vinegar in them to pickle them.
Like Korean kimchi is pickled.
Uh-huh.
And if you're lucky enough to be invited to a roadside banquet, don't miss out on the chance to sample a delicious slice of Taiwanese culture. So if you miss out on something, that means you have not taken the opportunity, and it is gone, and you feel guilty about that. Don't miss out on your chance. Don't miss out on this sale. Prices are only this low today.
What might you miss out on? Well, a delicious slice of Taiwanese culture. A slice of doesn't mean an actual piece of food here. It means an example. So don't miss out on an example of some great Taiwanese culture.
Okay, everybody, now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher. Don't miss out on this wonderful explanation.
接下来我们来看一下第五个空格的句子，讲到以前的情形。In the past, the chef was only blank five for the actual cooking. 以前比较简单，厨师他的工作呢，就是负责实际的烹饪。 在英文里面，如果我们说 be responsible for something， 表示是为什么负责任，就是主掌什么事情的意思。所以第五题，我们可以选一选项的 responsible， 用来代表主厨，主要负责的就是实际的烹饪。在这一段的最后一句写着 ，As time went by, chefs began to take on more and more duties as the party blank six. 随着时间的改变呢，厨师开始呢要承担越来越多的这些 duties 任务，甚至呢从头包办到脚，我们就可以说他是整个宴会的负责人或者是组织者。所以第六题我们答案可以选 G， organizer， a party organizer 就是整个宴会的组织跟负责人咯。第七个空格的句子写着 This has resulted in the catering industry growing larger and more blank seven。这里的 this 指的就是前面句子提到的伴奏，除了要厨师之外，还要谈到食品的供应、交通，还有要去租这些桌子跟椅子，所以这样子的事情 this 就造成了这个外汇的产业呢变得越来越茁壮，越来越复杂了。所以第七题我们答案可以选 A， sophisticated， 变得更精密，变得更复杂的意思。其实外汇业者也有他们信奉的神明，也就叫做易牙祖师爷。非常特别的是，在每一年六月呢，高雄都会举办易牙祭。那么我们就要来看到，其实外汇的产业是在高雄市的内门区最为兴盛。接着这样子的文意，第八个空格的句子谈到 ，It blank aid the home of chefs。因为在内门这个地方太多人从事外汇的产业了，所以这个地方也就被称为 the home of chefs， 以这个呢中破塞的原乡来闻名。所以第八题搭配前后文意，我们可以选 I 选项的 is known as， 以什么闻名。后面句子提到 ，about one in every five households blank nine the catering industry， 每五个家庭就有一个是怎么样这个外汇的产业。第九题我们可以选 D 选项的 is involved in， 首先要注意到主词是单数的 one in every five households。再搭配句意 be involved in 就是有参与的意思，所以每五户就有一户是从事参与外汇的产业。最后一句 If you are lucky enough to be blank 10 to a roadside banquet, don't miss out on the chance to sample a delicious slice of Taiwanese culture。如果你很幸运能够受邀去参加一个板豆的宴会的话，千万不要错过了。所以第十题我们答案就选 J， invited。
Thanks for joining us everyone. We hope in the near future you get a chance to enjoy an open air feast. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.